Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words about the topic of friendships. Now, I'm sure you love your friends, right? Well, in order for you to speak English confidently and fluently about your friends, you need to have specific vocabulary words. So, this week's lesson is going to help you by giving you five important words related to friendships. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. All right, so I am going to start with the very first word, a word that I want to make sure you understand how to use. So, I want you to repeat after me. The very first word is companion. Excellent. Again after me, companion. Great job. All right, this word companion, what does this word companion actually mean? It literally just refers to a person who accompanies or spends time with another or a friend. Again, it's just somebody that is around you, somebody that you spend time with, someone that means something to you, a companion, someone who's with you. So you have many friends. They are your companions. Now, when you think about your friends and you're trying to use this word, how can you use it properly? Let's check out the example sentences that use this word. Here we go. After years of shared experiences, Jake became more than a roommate. He became a loyal companion. Again, a person who accompanies or spends time with another. Look at the second example sentence. Traveling with a companion often makes the journey more enjoyable and memorable. This is very true. I've been on a few trips with my best friend and we have a wonderful time together. Why? Because you enjoy hanging out during the day and then when you get back to the room, you can talk about what you did during the day. It's great to have a companion with you, a friend with you when you're doing things. Make sense? All right, here we go. Check out this third example sentence. In times of adversity, having a reliable companion can provide much needed support and comfort. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the very first vocabulary word we're learning in relation to friendships is companion. Excellent. All right. So now let's move on to the second word. Again, we're talking about friendships. The second word is also one that is very important, and I want you to remember this word. The second word is confidant. Good. Again, after me, confidant. Excellent. Now, this word confidant just refers to a person with whom one shares private thoughts, feelings, or secrets. Now, what is key is that this person knows your private thoughts, feelings, and secrets. This is a person that you can trust completely. This is a person who knows your weaknesses and your strengths. This is a person who will not share your secrets with anyone. This is a confidant. Make sense? All right, so let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. Emma trusted her best friend as her confidant, sharing personal struggles and dreams. Next. In times of uncertainty, having a confidant to confide in can alleviate stress and anxiety. And finally, John remained a loyal confidant, keeping the secret entrusted to him by his friend. You got it? Excellent. So, once again, the second word is confidant. Good job. So we've had two words so far about the topic of friendships. What was the very first word? Yes, companion. And the second word you just learned? You got it. Confidant. Excellent. All right. So now let's move on to the third word. The third word we can use when speaking about friendships. The word is amicable. Yes, a little tricky. Again, amicable. Excellent. All right. What does this word amicable actually mean? It literally just refers to being characterized by friendliness and a lack of hostility or goodwill. Someone who is just simply kind and friendly and does not act hostile in any way, that person is amicable. You got it? Excellent. All right. So check out these example sentences using this word. The first one is a longer one, so stay with me. Despite the disagreement, the friends maintained an amicable relationship, respecting each other's perspectives. You got it? Good. Number two, an amicable atmosphere at work fosters collaboration and a positive team spirit. And the third sentence, here we go. Resolving conflicts in an amicable manner is key to sustaining long-lasting friendships. You got it? Again, amicable refers to friendliness and a lack of hostility. You got it? Excellent. All right. So the third word again after me, amicable. Good job. We've learned three words so far about the topic of friendship. So what was the first word again? Oh, you have a good memory. I love it. The very first word after me, companion. Second word? Good. Confidant. Third word? Amicable. Excellent. And the fourth word? Ooh, got you. We haven't learned that one yet. Now it's time for the fourth word. All right, the fourth word is reciprocity. Yeah, it's a little tricky again. Reciprocity. Good. Last time after me. Reciprocity. Excellent. All right. What does the word reciprocity actually mean? It means the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit or give and take. All right. Exchanging things where there's mutual benefit. Hey, I'll help you and you'll help me next week. Hey, I'll give you this money, but you'll provide me with a cake. All right. Reciprocity, give and take. So let's check out these example sentences using this word. Here's the first one. Successful friendships thrive on reciprocity, where both parties contribute to the relationship's growth and well-being. This is very true. Next, understanding the importance of reciprocity fosters balanced and fulfilling friendships. And finally, acts of kindness and support create a reciprocal dynamic, strengthening the bond between friends. Now that word is a little bit different, right? But you see the root is the same, right? So again, reciprocity strengthens the bond between friends. I added that in there for you, all right? So once again, number four after me, reciprocity. Excellent. All right. Four words so far. What's the first word? Let me know. What's the first word? Good. Companion. What's the second word? Confidant. Excellent. Third word. Amicable. Good job. And fourth word. Reciprocity. Excellent. Very good. All right. Now let's look at the fifth word that deals with friendships. This word, again, is a word that you need to know how to use. After me, camaraderie. Good. Excellent. Again, camaraderie. Good job. Last time after me, camaraderie. Good job. Now, this word camaraderie literally just means mutual trust and friendship among people who spend time together, or a sense of goodwill and rapport. Once again, mutual trust and friendship among people who spend time together. Camaraderie, right? We're here together, we're working together, we help each other, we love each other, a sense of camaraderie. So, check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first one. The shared experiences during the camping trip created a strong sense of camaraderie among the group. Next, in a workplace with camaraderie, employees collaborate effectively and enjoy a positive work environment. And finally, the team's camaraderie played a crucial role in overcoming challenges and achieving success. You got it? Excellent. So, once again, number 5 is camaraderie. Good. So, we had 5 words about friendships. What was the very first word? Yes, companion. Second, confidant. Third, amicable. Good. Fourth word, reciprocity. Excellent. And fifth word, camaraderie. Excellent. Very good. Now we're going to listen to a paragraph. I'm going to read a paragraph that includes each of the vocabulary words you learned today, dealing with friendship. So I want you to listen closely as I read this paragraph. Here we go. Friendship is like a special bond where you not only have a companion, but also a confidant. You have someone you can trust with your secrets, someone who you are amicable with. You see, with friendships, it's important to keep things friendly and agreeable even when there are disagreements. Being good friends with someone involves giving and taking equally, known as reciprocity, to help each other grow. Acts of kindness and shared experiences build a strong camaraderie, making everyone feel a sense of belonging. So, in the ups and downs of life, having friends adds a lot of joy and support. This is a very true statement. And you heard the many different words throughout the paragraph, 5 of them being the ones you learned today. Companion, confidant, amicable, reciprocity, and camaraderie. Now you will be able to use these words in real life when you speak about friendships. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary. Remember, if you want to continue receiving words from me every day for free via email, go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. And every day from Sunday to Friday, I'll send you more vocabulary words to help you speak confidently and fluently in English. I'll talk to you next time.